concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be. Okay, now, 1 Peter, New Testament cat, okay, in the church age. But what he's talking about is all these Old Testament prophecies. You know all these Old Testament prophecies? Matter of fact, the Old Testament, the whole Old Testament was pointing to what? It was pointing to Jesus Christ. It was pointing to the fact that, you know what? You need a Savior. Amen. You can't do it on your own. Here's the law. You're not going to be able to keep it. Amen. But the Lord God has us covered. Amen. So right now, why don't you give him some praise? Because you are blessed. You are blessed. So let's look real fast. Look at the monitor and look at Isaiah. Here's just one of these Old Testament prophecies right here. Isaiah 53 and verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. You see what was done for us? So, yeah, you're going to have some trials, man. Yeah, stuff's going to happen to you that you never saw coming, that you wish it didn't happen to you. But here's the deal, man. You are blessed. You are blessed. That's what Peter was talking about all last week, man. You can praise him because you are blessed. Amen. Keep your eyes on him. Amen. Okay. So, but he was pierced for our transgressions. So real fast, church. Anybody in here perfect? Nope. James, no, you're not. Nobody's in here is perfect, right? Okay. As a matter of fact, no one in no church, no one's perfect, man. Just Jesus Christ. It's perfect. He never once sinned, Mr. Travis. But here's the deal, man. He bore our sin. Amen. He put that on his back. Amen. That's love right there. Amen. So this is the point we're driving home right now at this moment. Listen, life's tough. Life is hard. You'll never be able to slam dunk like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But God is good. Amen. You're blessed. You know that's good news, man. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. That's the gospel right there, man. That's what has been done for you. Amen? So Peter's talking, hey, you know these Old Testament prophets? They were talking about this. They prophesied about this, but they didn't fully get it because they didn't have the privilege of looking back on it. Amen? But see, we're blessed. We are super blessed because we get to look back on it. We get to see how everything falls into place perfectly, just like the prophet said it was going to happen. Amen? So, we can get so excited about what God's doing because we can look back and see. We have the privilege of looking back and saying, okay, all through the Old Testament about his death, burial, resurrection, his birth, his life. And when we look back at it, you're like, man, it happened perfectly. Just like it was prophesied. Amen. So that's a privilege that we have, and we can be excited about that, and we can let our faith flourish in that. Amen. Amen. Okay. So anyways, back to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10. Concerning this salvation, the fact that you are saved, man, that's good news, right? Give them some praise, man. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours. They prophesied about it. They were excited about it. They were looking for it. You know what? But guess what? We get to experience that grace. Amen? They lived under the law. Amen? The prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours. So who's it for? It's for us, man. Okay, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully. So, before Jesus Christ ever walked in flesh on the earth, before he was a little baby in Bethlehem, before he went to that cross, these prophets all through the Old Testament were prophesying about this Messiah. And they tried to figure it out, man. They tried to put it together. And they did the best that they could. But it's like us when we think about future events that haven't happened yet. We know they're going to happen. Like Revelation stuff and stuff like that. We don't know exactly how it's going to unfold. You know what I'm saying? And we can do our best, and every preacher in every church has pretty much got it figured out. They got their own opinions on how everything's going to unfold in the future. But see, here's the deal, man. God knows. God knows. So we don't really have to be in the planning committee, right? Right? We don't really have to be in that. Amen? But we can just be excited and know that, hey, God has promised it, and it's going to happen. Amen? These Old Testament prophets, they're looking at it, and they're like, okay, I'm excited about this, and they're expecting it. Amen. And I want you guys to be excited and expecting the blessings of the Lord on your life. You hear what I'm saying this morning? Get excited about it. You can stand on the promises that are in this book, Bobby Jean Joyner. You can stand on them, and you can be excited. I wish everybody's life was perfect. I wish you made all the money that you deserve and all that stuff, and I wish your kids were respectful. You know what I mean? I really, really do. But you can have peace and you can have joy if you get into this word and you stand on these promises. Amen? So let's expect, man, God to do something awesome in our lives and in our homes. Amen? Okay. Anyways, oh, man. Is God good this morning? Amen. Amen. Okay, so let's keep going here. Do y'all want to take a break? Does anyone need to take a break? Okay. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully. Verse 11, inquiring what person or time. The Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when we predicted the suffering of Christ and the subsequent glories. I'll read that again. Inquiring what person or time. Amen. So just like anybody, they're getting these words, they're getting this inspiration from the Holy Spirit. You see what I'm saying? They were getting this message, and just like me or you, they're like, how is this going to fit together? Who is this person? When's this going to happen? I want to see this with my own eyes. Amen? And we are blessed, man, because you know what? All those prophets in the Old Testament, you know what? You know, they didn't get to see it, man. They didn't get to see it, but we get to look back and see. We live in grace, man. You are blessed. Amen? We can be excited. Amen? Because you know what? You couldn't keep that law. Amen? I couldn't keep that law. None of us could keep that law, man. But see, man, it's all about that what? Amen. God is good. Tell the truth. Okay, so here we go. Inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. Okay, so they were getting this information from the Holy Spirit, and all of it pointed to this man, Jesus Christ. This God-man, Jesus Christ. Amen? The Holy Spirit told them exactly what God wanted them to know. Amen? But they didn't have the whole picture, just like what we were just talking about. All they could do is look ahead, amen, and just trust God to know that he was going to keep his word. Amen? But look at this. When he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories, talking about the prophecies, well, what does that talk about? Let's talk about the cross. Amen. And what was done for us through that cross. Amen. Because some amazing things happened for me and you at that cross. Amen. We have a reason to rejoice this morning. Okay, we have loved ones that aren't saved. You know what? You need to intercede for them. You need to witness to them. We need to live that godly example for them. But make no bones about it. You are blessed. Amen. Let's not be blasé about it. Amen. Let's get out there and do what the Lord has called us to do. Amen. Can we do that? Do you have neighbors this morning that don't serve the Lord? Amen. Because you know why they're your neighbors? Because God wants you to minister to them and be there for them. Amen. Okay. Yeah, and that's tough, man. That is tough because some of my neighbors don't really like me. Amen. Okay. Isaiah 53 in verse 11. Look down there. Okay. Talking about that cross, talking about these Old Testament prophecies. Okay. So Isaiah 53 in verse 11. Matter of fact, you want to be blessed? You want to be blessed this week? Read Isaiah 53. Get yourself ready, man. Get yourself ready for what the Lord is doing, man. Okay, so Isaiah 53 and verse 11. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many and will bear their iniquities. What is that talking about? It's talking about this right here. When the Old Testament prophets predicted the suffering of Christ and the subsequent glory. Okay, so Jesus Christ had to die on that cross. But some amazing blessings were made available for us. Amen? Okay, so let's look at this verse again. Isaiah 53 and verse 11. After he has suffered. What is that talking about? That's talking about the death, the pain that Jesus Christ went through on that cross. You with me? Okay, after he had suffered, he will see the light of life. You know what, ma'am? What a sad bunch of folks we would be if he just died on that cross. If he couldn't keep his word. Amen. But he did keep his word. And see, we can look back on this stuff, man, like what we're reading right now, and be like, yes, he said he was going to come back. And guess what? Woo! He came back, man. You're not wasting your time this morning. Look, man. Look. Look. Life's tough. We deal with painful consequences all the time, right? We have to deal with that sort of thing. We have these trials, man. We have these tribulations. People are mean to us, yada, yada, fill in the blank. You know what I'm talking about, man. But you have a reason to rejoice. You have a reason to be excited. Amen. Man, God is good. We live in grace. We don't want to take advantage of that grace. We don't want to abuse that grace. Amen. But you are washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Give him some praise right now, because you do not live under law. Amen. Ain't nobody blessed like you. Okay. After he had suffered, he will see the light of life. Man, that's awesome. He went through it, but he's not in no grave. You can go, you can take part in some of these wacky religions and stuff like that, man. I hope you don't. I wish you wouldn't. You know what I mean? But you can go and visit the graves of some famous people who had some cool sayings and said this or that. But you can go to a tomb in Jerusalem. But you know what? It's empty. It's empty, man, because he is risen. You know what I'm saying? You serve the one true God. Amen? So why don't you, real fast, why don't you give yourself a hand? What are you guys doing, man? It ain't about you. It's about Jesus. Okay. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life. Not only is he resurrected, James, but you know what? We're a new creation in Christ because of what he did. You know what? That's awesome. All God's people said, nah, that's okay. That's awesome. Amen. See, you guys are learning, man. And he will see the light of life and be satisfied. The wrath of Almighty God. This is hardcore right here. The wrath of Almighty God was placed on his son's back. Our sins were placed on the back of Jesus Christ. You see what I'm saying? And God the Father was satisfied with that. He said, that'll pay it. That'll do it. Jesus himself said, it is finished. Paid in full. You know what I mean? So are you blessed? What about your neighbor? Have you told him about it yet? Keep it up, man. Keep it up. I'm not going there. I'm not going to talk to you about my neighbor because it ain't fair. Well, one time, man, okay. years and years ago, man, my neighbor across the way, he don't like me, man. And it's my fault. It's really my fault. Because one day I was doing some yard work, so it had to be many, many years ago. I was doing some yard work, and I had this really cool dog. His name was Kenji. And the neighbor's dog kept coming out of his yard and, like, attacking my dog, man, you know? And, yeah, I know. And I was patient for a long time. And then that flesh man began to rise up in me because he kept attacking my dog. And I was like, hey, man, hey, can you help me out here? Because it was two dogs, and they were, like, attacking my dog. You know, and I really dug on this one dog, man. Well, we'll talk about that next week. Anyways, this went on about three times, and so I picked up this guy's dogs, and oh man, I'm way over my head in this. Can we stop the recording for just a couple minutes? No, you don't have to stop it. You don't have to stop it. James will edit it. So I pick up these dogs. And I throw him through his screen window. I ain't making it up. So he don't like me. And this was years. This was years and years ago. And I've tried to talk to him as recently as yesterday. I tried to talk to the guy. It was at least, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. I don't know. No, 50. I don't know. It was a long time, man. I just want to forget it. I'm willing just to let it all go. You know? I'm like, we just call it even, man. Yeah. Your dogs were attacking my dogs. And anyways, long story short, he was not pleased with that at all. Yeah, he wasn't. Wrong thing to do. All God's people said, wrong thing to do, man. No, I'm not doing it again. I'm not doing it again. Can anybody refresh my memory? Why are we talking about that? I have repented, okay? And this would work really good in a forgiveness ceremony, a sermon, but I think I was talking about we need to witness to our unsaved neighbors, right? And there's a right way to do that, okay? Here is a blemish. Here is a blemish on my witness here is because the dude knows that I'm a Christian. Hey, and in his eyes, I mean, I'm not in his head, but in his eyes, you know, he's like, that dude preaches at a church and he threw my dogs through my, yeah. Well, that's not a good witness. Yep. Anyways, we need to pull it back together. We are in Isaiah 53, verse 11, beloved. Okay, next Sunday we will talk about all the bad things that Sister Rachel did. Isaiah 53 and verse 11. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. Isn't that awesome? And be satisfied. And Jesus himself, not only is God satisfied, God the Father, but imagine Jesus Christ looking at it, at the completed work, saying, it was so worth it. It was so worth it because I love Bobby Jean Joyner and I love Donna Carr and I love Travis Martin. I love them so much. It was so worth it. So if you're going through a hard time right now, remember God is with you and he's going to get you through to the other side. Amen. And the trial, the storm, God's doing an amazing thing in you and it is going to be worth it. Amen. All right. Okay. Here we go. And be satisfied by his knowledge of my righteous servant will justify many. See that right there? That's talking about those subsequent glories right there that happened because of the cross. Many people, all that will come, all that will kneel, amen, can be saved, amen. The payment was paid for everybody, but not everybody's going to take them up on that. So that's what I'm trying to say to you this morning. Caleb, you are blessed, man. You are blessed not just because you're part of that church, this church. I'm glad you're part of this church. It don't hurt that you're part of this church, but the big thing, the good thing, right? I mean, it might keep you from getting a job some places. But you are saved, man. And you can't boast about it because you didn't do nothing for it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so anyways, and he will bear their iniquities. Can we give him some praise? He bore our sins on his back. Amen? Okay, all right. I think we can go to the next slide. Is anybody worn out? 1 Peter 1 and verse 12. Old Testament prophets getting this knowledge. And they were excited about it and expecting about it. Amen? But they didn't get to see it with their own eyes. They didn't get to see it. Amen? But we have the privilege. You see what I'm saying this morning? We get to look back and see how perfectly all these prophecies, how impossible it looked, they all worked out perfectly. So, you know, here's the thing, man. You can have some major peace right there. Amen? You're not a Christian because your grandma took you to Sunday school. That might be part of it. But what I'm saying is the most brilliant people in the world have been satisfied by looking at this book and seeing how perfectly the impossible works out. Amen? You're not a fool. You don't have to check your intellect at the door. This all happened. Amen? So, all right. Give them some praise. First Peter 1 and verse 12. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves but you.
Wow.
Peter's letter to the early church. All that Old Testament prophecy stuff about the Messiah, that was good, that was great. They didn't get to see it with their own eyes. That stuff was for you guys. That stuff was for you. That stuff is for us. Amen? They were serving you. Those prophecies can encourage us when we're going through a hard time. Man, God is good. God is real. He keeps His word. Amen? He did die for my sins. He did raise from the dead. Amen? It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you. Amen? In the things that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Okay. They prophesied about it. You get the benefit from it. Amen? We get to look back and see grace. And see, here's the deal, Christians. The gospel was preached. Amen? And maybe grandma did take you to Sunday school. And maybe grandma did pray for you. But the gospel was preached to you, and God gave you the ability. He gave you the faith to say, yes, I want this. Yes, I need this. Amen. That's what I'm trying to say this morning. This is what Peter is really saying, man. Life is hard. Life is tough. Amen. But you are blessed, man. You are blessed. You are blessed big time. So look at your neighbor and say, scoot over, man. Now look at your neighbor and say, man, there's plenty of room. Why don't you sit some? No, look at your neighbor and say, you are blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. Okay. Are we cool? In the things that have now been announced to... Are y'all ready? Okay. All right. Next week I'm breaking up this little group in the corner. I know, man, because never mind. People put good money in this offering plate and they deserve to. We already tried that. Everybody didn't like it. In the things that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you. See, you're blessed. You heard the good news and you accepted it, man. God gave you that faith to accept it by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Things into which angels long to look. That just blows my mind right there. See, it's like the angels are watching the church. The angels are watching us and they can't wait to see how this thing unfolds, man. They know it's going to be awesome. We have such awesome, wonderful things waiting for us. Amen? You're saved. You're saved. And guess what? It's going to get better. It's going to get better and better and better. Or gooder and gooder and gooder. You know what I mean? And see, the Old Testament prophets, they didn't get the whole picture. But they were excited about it. And they anticipated it. The angels can't wait to see how it's going to happen. You know what I mean? To see the fullness of this awesome grace, how it's going to play out. You know what I mean? And here we are, Christians, New Testament Christians, church age Christians, man. We can't quite get this grace thing. We can't quite understand it, but it blows our mind. Amen? And if we really, really focus on it, man, we can have good days, man, even when nothing's working out. You know what I mean? I am saved by grace. And you know just how rotten you are. You know what I mean? You can hear a pin drop right there. Wow. Okay, man, listen. Ain't nobody perfect in here. Nobody in here deserves heaven. None of you do. Except Sister Claudia. No, none of us. None of us. You hear what I'm saying? God is good. Amen? Things into which angels long to look. The angels don't even have the full deal, man. Amen? But we have something to be very excited about. Amen? Okay, look right here at 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15. Thanks be to God for His what? Yep. None of us can quite describe it, but it's wonderful. It's wonderful, and we have something to look forward to. Amen. It is going to be wonderful. All God's people said it's going to be pretty good. Is it going to be worth it? Is it going to be worth the wait? Thanks be to God. So how come we're not giving thanks to God like we should? How come we're not singing His praises all the time? How come we're not excited? How come we're not just full of unspeakable rowdy joy? That was my wrestling name, Rowdy Joy. Who was it? Yeah, I should have thought that one through. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. When I was penning this, you know what came to mind? I sure am hungry. No. When I was penning this, what came to mind is I can only imagine. Yeah, let's all sing it together. I can only imagine. Okay, that's enough. But look, man, you can't describe it, Travis. No mind can conceive it. All we can do is imagine. But whether you're an Old Testament prophet or an angel, which ain't none of us angels, but you know, and ain't none of you Old Testament prophets. Some of y'all have been around for a while, but I don't think you're Old Testament prophets. No, listen, man, you're blessed. That's all I'm trying to say, man. You are blessed like nobody else, like nobody's business. Okay, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. Therefore, prepare. This is it. Last week, remember, all these reasons why we can praise God, why we can give him glory. And then Peter kind of hits us with this bomb. When you go through trials, when you go through storms. Yes, you will go through trials. You will go through storms. But you can have peace and you can have joy because of what's been done for you. Amen. So here we are. Listen to this one. Listen to this week's hitting you. 1 Peter 1 and verse 13. Therefore, in view of what God has done for you, you see what I'm saying? In view of all this wonderfulness, therefore, preparing your minds for action and be sober-minded. God's been good to you. Amen. And it is going to get awesome. You see what I'm saying? So let's focus on what he has done, and let's be sober, let's be vigilant, let's realize that there is an enemy that wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Let's focus on the goodness of God, and let's live that Christ-pleasing life. Amen? Don't let this world sidetrack you. Don't let this, don't get tangled up in the things that this world has to offer. Amen? Be focused on the goodness of God. Amen? And how about this? Let's not be discouraged. A lot of us walk around defeated a lot. Me included. I'm only talking about me. You know, but I can get real discouraged real fast, man, when I get my eyes off of the Lord. When I get my eyes off of the Lord and I forget, I refuse to think about his grace and what's been done, I can get in a bad place really, really fast. Amen. That's what Pete's talking about right here, man. Okay. In view of all this awesomeness that Paul's been talking about for 2 weeks now, in view of all this, man, why don't you get excited? Why don't you get optimistic? Amen. Why don't we get down to the Lord's work? Amen. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and be sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace. Set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hey, man, when it gets hard, realize you ain't seen nothing yet. You haven't seen nothing yet. It is going to be wonderful. Okay, angels can't wait to see what happens, man. And it's for us. It's for us, man. Amen. So, you know, is God good? First Peter 1 and verse 6. This is actually from last week, but I wanted to pull it out. In this you rejoice. Talking about all these wonderful blessings, man. God's grace, your salvation, stuff you don't deserve. In this you rejoice. Though now for a little while, remember this verse? Though now for a little while, what's that really mean? What's that really mean? For the whole time you're on earth, the whole time you're sucking up oxygen, the whole time your lungs are working down here in this life, okay, you can still rejoice. Though now for a little while, if necessary, if you're going through it, man, it's because, and this is tough, man, this is hard sometimes, but if you're going through it, or you will go through it, it's because God signed off on it. He did. And if he signed off on it, it is for a reason. He's not picking on you. He loves you. Well, how much does he love you? He loves you so much that he died for you. You know what I'm saying? So he's not here to pick on you or to mess you up. He's here to save you, and then he is fully committed to conforming you to the image of his son. Amen? So we're going through this process. It don't feel good. It doesn't feel good, but here we are. Amen. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, because God has allowed it, you have been grieved by various trials. Yeah, trials hurt, man. They're not fun. And if I had it my way, I would never have them. But you know what? We wouldn't mature, you know? But see, God, this is God's preferred method for maturing his people is trials right here. But you know what? These trials aren't meant to destroy you. Amen. And don't allow yourself to be discouraged. Don't allow your joy to be stolen from you, because you can look at the cross. You can see what Jesus has done for you. Amen. You can see how the Old Testament prophecies all come to pass. Amen. How God keeps his word. You see what I'm saying? And we can be excited about that fullness of joy, that grace, that big blessing that's waiting for us right around the corner. Amen. All right. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing these guys, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that your will is going to be done in all our hearts, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that even though we get silly sometimes, or Lord, let's be honest, sometimes I get silly, that your will is still going to be done in this church, Lord. And we are a church that is devoted to you, Lord, that we love you more than anything. Thank you, Father God, that our hearts belong to you, Lord. And Lord God, we want to be about your business. We want to grow in maturity. We love you and praise you, Lord. Your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Look, we got the Easter eggs down here.